Bardock of the Little Guitar Army, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and stick around, we have a special show today.
Lamenting a lack of hip-hop in Van City? Fret not. Union Events is proud to present Australia's hip-hop giant Hilltop Hoods. On tour to support their sixth studio album, Drinking from the Sun, Hilltop Hoods will hit Vancouver April 3rd at Venue. Doors are at 8 and this will be a 19-plus event. Tickets are on sale now at unionevents.com, ticketmaster.ca, and of course, Zulu and Beat Street Records. Get your daily dose of hip-hop with Hilltop Hoods. Presented by Union Events, April 3rd at Venue.
Talk about swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will compete in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme. Showcase your vintage best, too, with live music from Mocha Only and local faves, Prisoners, with prizes and good times for all. Proceeds go to two Downtown Eastside nonprofits, Hastings Crossing BIA, and our social fabric. How cool is that? Advance tickets are available at Eventbrite Online or Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater.
Back here, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show, and really cool show today. We have Mark Fossen here. That's how you go, right? Mark
Fossen, yeah.
Mark Fossen, yeah. How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Fine, thanks. So, yeah, thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, no, appreciate it.
I'll tell you what we started the show with. We listened to the Lorean from Barcelona with the song called Soon. And after that, we listened to Disciplina Kishme from Serbia with the song Evil Man. And then we were listening there to Royal Canoe. The song was Blood Rush. So it was like an international block there. And Mark is here. He's going to, we were going to be chatting, I guess, about your plans and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Yep. And but before you play, let's listen to a couple of songs.
Sure.
We're going to be videotaping this, so you can check them out later and check out the podcast too on www.citr.ca. So let's listen to this band is called the Godfathers of Love. Listen to a couple of local bands, and we should play after one of your tracks from your city.
Yeah, no? That sounds good. Sure.
The city is called Villains.
Villains, yeah.
Villains.
Yeah.
And what's the single or what's the favorite song?
My favorite? I don't know about that.
Or what's a people's favorite song?
People seem to like the last song called This Is How.
This Is How? Okay.
But I don't know. My favorite one to play is the third one, Sunday Chains.
So Sunday Chains?
Maybe that's a good one to listen to.
Okay. Cool. So, yeah, let's listen to the Godfathers of Love. These guys are from Vancouver. And they play quite a while in the... this place Hashery some Mondays there, and the keyboard player Sean also goes there and does his open mic stuff on
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yeah. So today, so yeah, pretty cool. So this song from the Godfathers of Love, and then we'll play Mark Folsen, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Street girls, which Johannes Brahms said.
FSB avec Félix Brahms.
I'm sorry I let you down and terrorize the sun.
So that's Mark Fosen, Sunday Chains.
That was that one, and we got a premature start on this next song.
And so what your lyrics, what are they about, or what do you like to write about? Or
For that song, that one's about sort of, I guess, the weekend phenomenon where you want to get away from everything that's tying you down, and but you realize that on Sunday afternoon that it's all going to come to an end, and I don't know, you sing a song about it, I guess. Oh, yeah.
Like starting the week, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. A little deeper than that, but that's the metaphor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you perform a lot around Granville Island.
Yeah, I've been doing that for the last 3 years, just sort of how I got my start with music, actually performing. I quit my job a few years ago and had to busk my way to make some money, and it ended up being a permanent thing, so
yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's cool. I guess it's hard for musicians to make lots of money in Vancouver.
It is.
What's your take on that?
It can be. It really depends a lot on the season, what kind of people are walking by. Like, some days are... You could go home with a couple hundred bucks in your pocket, and some days you just got nothing. So, and that's sort of how, you know, you got to learn to play the same to know what matter what audience you have and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
you do a lot of originals when you busk, or
yeah,
you
do usually covers. I'll do covers to rope them in, and then oh, and if you, I actually write my own songs, so okay. Here you go, and yeah, so
yeah, I guess that's one way of luring the people, eh? Like.
Yeah.
Playing something that they know and they can sing. And
yeah, exactly. You know, Phil Collins, Cat Stevens, all that stuff always goes over really well.
And, oh, yeah. Cool.
And they're like, yeah. So.
Okay, so let's listen to a song, no? You have the guitar there. So
yeah, I do.
What do you want to play?
Well, I'm going to do this song. It's actually called No. It was playing in the background while we were chatting there, but... Yeah, here goes. I'm sorry I let you down. Terrorize the sun. I'm sorry I let you go. Some things are better left undone. I said. To make me realize that you were, you're just waiting on the calling of the wind. You wanted more from the man that I recall, but I don't know him anymore. I said no, 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 no. Probably should have tuned that guitar first. Oh well.
So, did you turn the video?
There's going to be a video of that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's recording?
I think so.
Okay, cool. Let's see. And
there's the better version.
Okay, so what's the name of that song?
It's called No.
Okay.
And on the record version, I actually sang it with a good friend of mine, Christine Yano, and she did some sexy backup vocals. Improve the song tenfold.
Okay, cool. So Where did you record this? The CD?
I did a sort of all over the place. I did two tracks at the Warehouse.
Okay.
Two at Paranoid Sound Studios in Port Moody. And then one of them in my closet.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Cool. So how was the process?
It was good. It was, you know, it started out over a year ago, and I had intentions of finishing within a few months, and those were an entirely different set of songs. I basically started fresh five times in the making of it because I was sick of my own music. And these are the songs that I sort of wanted to be together as a whole, these six, and I'm working on the next one already, so hopefully that'll be out sometime in the next year as well.
Okay, like another EP or
yeah, I'm hoping for a full length. I'm shooting for full length, but we'll see.
Yeah, cool.
It's tough.
And what about the musicians? Who's a mystery violinist?
Oh, it's a mystery. I can't tell you. I'll tell you the story though. Basically, I was busking. I met a lot of great people while you're busking. People are quite kind. They'll send you just encouraging emails and stuff. And this one lady sent me an email, and she asked me if I had strings, because I have a sign in my case that says, you know, album coming soon. And she asked me if I had any strings on it, and I said, no, I don't at the moment. So she's like, oh, well, hi, I'm blank blank from this symphony orchestra. And she couldn't put her name on there for contractual reasons. She'd lose her job, but pretty pro. She plays with some big names, and I was really flattered. She volunteered her time to me as well, so I was completely pro bono. Musician
really cool.
Work. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Actually, I know the story now that you're telling me.
Yeah, I might have told you Jordan that over a beer or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can't say, but it's really cool. We should put up some of that song, no?
Villains. Yeah, you could. That's the main, the title track.
What does it talk about?
Oh, it's a it's kind of hard to explain, but this whole album is basically the brainchild of me losing my best friend to a tragic death a few years back, and that's sort of what led to me quitting my job and pursuing music. We were musical friends, and this song sort of is me wrapping that up in my head. And the villains is a metaphor for the bad guys in your mind that you gotta push out.
Yeah, the demons.
Yeah, demons, villains.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to this song and we'll be right back. Listening to 101.9.
And I'll be your cry as soon as a neighbor who never comes by. Let me hear it one more time. Down by the
she let me fall. I still listen for the call, and I'll keep looking till I find your sweet caress. So it's one more round on the long way down, even though I might just wind up in the dark. I'll just drive on through until I find you, and be the king of the broken hearts. And even though she spit directly in my eye, and even though she ruined my broken life and made me want to die, even through these streaming tears, for all I know they could last years, if there's a snowball's chance in hell I'm still alive. And it's one more round on the long way down, even though I might just wind up in the dark. I'll just drive on through until I find you, the king of the broken heart.
Corey Hawthorne. He just have a. He has a new CD called "The King of the Broken Hearts." That was the name of the song, also. So check him out, CoreyHawthorne.com. Pretty cool. Another Vancouver singer-songwriter. Lots of talent here in Vancouver. So let's play another song.
Yeah, no? Sure. I'd love
cool.
To. Cool. This one's on there as well. This is called Whatever Happened.
Okay.
I'm not losing grip, is all you're saying. I know how you feel. You must hate. I've got chills, like all the walls you ever built that got invading. It's so we know it's not me, this isn't me. And whatever happened to luck? I'm not keeping track of all your latest spills. You're the hardest part of being apart, and I can't resist. Oh, but try to play your tune in time. See
good day and rude night. I only ever reap the try to help.
Cool. So what was the name of that song?
It's called Whatever Happened.
Okay. And oh, it's here too. Cool.
Yeah, it's on there, yeah.
And so if people want to go check you out, where can they...
Live, you mean?
Live or websites?
Oh, yeah. I've got markfossen.com is my website. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. I'm also doing an intimate show this weekend, Cranky Cafe on East 4th.
Okay.
We're going to do some live videos. It's going to be interactive. Nimbus School of Recording Arts will be there to record it, so it should be a lot of fun. It's capacity of 20 people. So
oh, yeah.
The first 20 through the door.
Should be small cool. Cafe, eh? Yeah. The Cranky Cafe? I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a tiny little place off on East 4th, yeah.
East 4th and?
Maine.
Maine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Run the whip.
Yeah, near the whip. Yeah, it's just a block south.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
nice. And markfossen.com.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, check them out. Shout outs to your people.
Hi, mom. I don't know. No, I don't know.
You're from Vancouver?
Or where are you from? Vancouver. Yeah.
Born and raised.
No, we moved around a lot while I was a kid, so I was in Alberta and Victoria and here since high school, so.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to a couple of bands that are going to be performing on Friday. We have the Indie Pop Vancouver Series on 1143 Kingsway. And next Friday, there's four acts. The Rain and the Sidewalk is going to be performing. With Two Apple Tobacco, one of my favorite bands. And also No Band, which is Chris Martel's project. He's the drummer of Synthcake. And The Pedagogues, which I never saw before, so I'm excited to check out that show this Friday at 1143 Kingsway. So let's listen to The Rain and the Sidewalk. This is one of my favorite bands too. Pretty cool guys. And then we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
I've been looking happy boy, it's coming home from me and you. I've been Over the horizon, the Rough Riders are meeting in their corporate tower of doom. Over the horizon, the rough...
What do I have to gain, Sane? the ocean side. Nearly everyone here has died, either drowned or from disease. Guess I might as well. We'll be right back.
So that's Two Apple Tobacco playing this this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. They're the Indie Pop Vancouver series presented by vanmusic.ca and CITR 101.9 FM. Pretty cool. Going to be performing with the Rain and the Sidewalk. We were listening to them before this couple of songs from Two Apple Tobacco. We heard Army Dreamers and Slow Motion Shattering. And from Two Apple Tobacco, Rough Riders and Dust Balls in Your Ear. And they're going to be performing with No Band and the Pedagogues. So, yeah, pretty cool. Let's announce some more other concerts. No, you have any concerts to announce? Or friends playing?
Friends
something
playing.
Happening around town? Oh. Your favorite band?
Yeah.
I know Sunday, March 25th at St. James Hall, New Country Rehab is going to be playing. That's going to be a really cool one. Rococo, we should play some Rococo before we leave. They're really cool. They're having an album release show on April 4th at the Electric Owl. And also that day, the Cancer Bats are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. And what else we have there? Let's see. Pineapple is playing with the Flying Fox from Winnipeg. They're really cool, and they're playing. Let's see. I think the Railway, Flying Fox, and the Hunter Gatherers are playing at the Railway on Wednesday 28th. Yeah, that's going to be a really cool concert. And what else? Yeah. Then, next Friday also, my mother, the Carjacker, is playing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, also right. With Mac Lou and Joe Turner. And, well, today, the open mic at this place, Hatchery, 3293... West 4th Avenue, a corner of Blenheim. Yeah, that's really cool artists that go there. Actually, Don Alder, that was on the Georgia Strait there. He generally goes every Tuesday there.
Yeah, it's a nice stage to play, actually. It sounds good on stage, which you don't usually get at an open mic night. So.
Yeah, it's cool. And a good thing there is, like, you go to the washroom and they have speakers there. And
yeah, you can just hang out in there all day.
You bring my drink in here, please.
And they have speakers outside, too, so people that are having a smoke also.
Yeah.
They're still listening to the music.
Cater to the smokers. That's it's not typical.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty cool place. So that's some of the concerts that are happening soon. I don't know if you have any other one that you want to announce.
Nothing's coming to mind, actually. Soon enough.
Let's see. What else do we have here?
Let me just check my Facebook events.
Yeah, some of the events are like weird now. I get like past events. I don't know. See? Get like February events.
Yeah.
It's crazy. If I go to suggested events, then I get other this. Okay. So let's see. What else do we have here? Hermetic is playing this Thursday.
Oh, you know those guys, they're Blanket Barricade. I host an open mic every Thursday out in Port Moody, and those guys came by and played a pretty awesome set, and their EP sounds great. I didn't even think about that. Is this Thursday at 11?
Oh, yeah?
On just above Higher Learning. Yeah.
Oh, these ones?
Yeah, those guys.
So you hosted an open mic on Port Moody?
Yep, I've been doing it for over 3 years now, every single Thursday night.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Gallagher's, and it's... It's always a good time. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a cool crowd.
So it's still happening?
It's busy, and it's a great community that's sort of formed over the last few years. I've seen hundreds of different people come through, and some of them have gone on to do quite well, and some of them, you see them once, you never see them again, or there's a couple that have come every day that I've been there, which is pretty, you know, pretty dedicated for a non-host. So.
Cool.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, lots of... I have a couple of friends living in Port Moody, which are musicians, so I'll send them your way. Wayne Powell from Sinister Black.
Oh, okay, maybe, yeah.
And Corey... Alan Hawkins from Azimuth.
Cool. Yeah, I used to work at that Long and McQuaid, and I think I sold him a PA system. I think. Back in the day. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. What's the address there for the open mic on Thursday?
You know, I'm not sure of the exact address, but it's in Newport Village in Port Moody. So you go into that roundabout and you'll find it.
Okay.
So I think something Newport Drive.
Cool.
7:30 to 10:00, so it's an early one.
Okay.
It's always a packed list and cheap drinks, and it's a good time. So
cool. So Blanket Barricade, they're playing with Hollow Strangers March 22nd.
Yeah, I'd say so, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, let's dedicate a song to my Mexican friends. I don't know who's listening there. Alejandro's listening. Because there was an earthquake in Mexico, so
they gotta dance it off.
Yeah, this is called Where Were You When the Earthquake Hit.
Anoche cuando bailaba vi que mis pasos daba de dos en dos. Era que estaba temblando y con tanta bulla ni se notó. El ritmo que se tocaba tenía más fuerza que todo aquel temblor. Y nadie quiso salirse para dejar ese pachangón.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
En medio de la cocina.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
Bailando con Catalina.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
En casa de la vecina.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
Muy cerquita del portón. Estaba de dos en dos. Era que estaba temblando y con tanta bulla ni se notó. El ritmo que se tocaba tenía más fuerza que todo aquel temblor. Y nadie quiso salirse para dejar ese pachangón.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
En medio de la cocina.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
Bailando con Catalina.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
En casa de vecina.
¿Dónde te agarró el temblor?
Muy cerquita del portón.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hello Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hello Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR. The folks at the Waldorf Hotel invite you to join them Thursday, March 29th for The Coat Hangers and White Mystery. The Coat Hangers are an all-girl quartet from Atlanta who will hook you with their unaffected, unpretentious, and deliciously sloppy form of rock. White Mystery is a brother-sister rock and roll duo all the way from Chicago. Doors for Coat Hangers and White Mystery are at 9, and advanced tickets are available through the waldorfhotel.com. Again, that's the Coat Hangers and White Mystery, Thursday, March 29th at the Waldorf Hotel in Vancouver.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. That song was Chicoche with Donde Te Agarro El Temblor, for an earthquake that happened today in Mexico City. I think nothing major happened, hopefully. So,
That's good news.
Dedicated to the Mexican people. And so Jasper's...
Jasper Sloan Yip, yeah, he's playing tonight,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he's playing tonight.
Biltmore.
The Biltmore.
8:30 sharp.
Okay, cool. Let's listen to another song from your city, no?
Sure, yeah.
This Is How is the...
That's the song, yeah. Yeah. This Is How. It's one that came... I had a dream one night that I lived in this funny land where people didn't speak any languages, but they just sang to each other. It was kind of weird.
Oh, yeah?
But,
cool.
But I woke up sad that it wasn't real. So I wrote a song about it. And it's sort of about, you know, people living in harmony and... that hippie kind of stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, yeah. Let's listen to that, and we'll be right back here to say goodbye almost.
sure it grows bigger when they're singing along.
So that was Mark Fosen, and yeah, thank you for being
for
here,
me, yeah.
Sharing your songs, and so yeah, we're gonna say goodbye now. We're gonna leave you with a couple of tunes here. The first one is by Duval Star. She has a CD called This City, so we're gonna play the city song actually. And then we're gonna leave it with Rocco Coth, Guns, Sex, and Glory. Second song is Empire. And I'll see you next week, 101.9 FM, the morning after show. And remember that if you miss the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. So, yeah, thank you. And stick around because there's a new show coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of the show again?
In a Journey.
In a Journey?
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of music are you going to...
It's folk and experimental and punk.
Okay, folk, experimental, punk?
Yeah.
Something like that. Cool. Cool. So stick around, and I'll see you next week.
To you. alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, this month's cover features the experimental punk band Shearing Pinks, three dudes who have been an underground Vancouver staple since 2005 and have over 50 releases, big and small, under their belts. Also featured this month are The Bleeding Hearts, who released their debut EP this month, a review on Wim Wenders' latest film, the 3D dance epic Pina, an update on the Rio's ongoing battle to show movies and serve liquor, not to mention a bunch of excellent show and album reviews, and all of your regular features. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Hey, this is CITR 101.9. I'm Arthur Kay here with Inner Journey. This is the inaugural broadcast of this show. So if you're tuning in, you're hearing a brand new show, my show called Inner Journey. I'll be playing some folk and experimental music and some punk music and hopefully some local sounds for you and talking about what it is I'm playing. My regular time is 1 to 2 p.m. on Tuesdays, so I'll be here from 1 to 2. And in general, I'll be trying to bring you something that you haven't heard before. And to begin with, I'm going to play a song by Eric Anderson off, I believe, his first album, which I found on vinyl. It's called Today is the Highway, and it's from the early, mid-60s. He was sort of a folk songwriter in his origins, a little bit in the vein of